This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Picture this, you or a loved one arrested on something, you know, relatively minor, charges of, say, trespassing. Bail is set, but you don't have enough cash to get out. Them's the breaks, I guess. I mean, those who can afford bail or work out a bond don't have to stay behind bars. But is it fair for those who are accused of far more serious crimes to get out of jail because they can come up with the cash, while those accused of minor charges remain locked up? Some say not only is it unfair, it's unconstitutional and dangerous. Between 2009 and 2015, some 55 pretrial detainees died in custody in Harris County alone. Now, Texas State Senator Rodney Ellis has joined a growing chorus demanding that the county make immediate changes. And if they're successful, the implications could be far-reaching. Senator Ellis, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you, and thank you for covering this important subject.
Why is it, I mean, this has been going on for some time. Why does this seem to be an issue right now, do you think?
Well, over a period of years, we've essentially created in Harris County and a good part of the country a system where you have two separate systems of justice, one for the rich and one for the poor. I always think of the Sandra Bland and the Robert Durst case, where Mr. Durst was accused of chopping someone's head off, throwing it in the Gulf of Mexico. He got a $2.5 million bond, 10%, $250,000. He got out, and then he skied up. You know, he was a flight risk. But then Sandra Bland, because she didn't have $500, ended up in a jail and ended up dying. That system's just not right. You ought to keep someone if there is an indication that they are a danger to the public, possibly if they are a danger to themselves. But we shouldn't have a system where you essentially keep people who don't have money, let people go who do have money. I contend that that violates the Equal Protection Clause and a host of state and federal statutes.
In fact, it's my understanding that there is a currently a suit against Harris County that makes the constitutional case there. But, you know, I'm thinking, isn't there a Texas law that says that judges, when they're setting bail, they have to take into account a person's ability to pay, right?
That is a requirement in the Texas statute, and that is an attempt on the part of Texas lawmakers to have our law enforcement folk follow the United States Constitution. And I suspect there's even language in the Texas Constitution similar to the Equal Protection Clause.
But so why isn't that being followed? I mean, wouldn't that be the fix? You tell judges, you got to do this.
Well, that's why litigation is so important. That is why advocacy is so important. The fact that we have such large numbers of people incarcerated. And in Harris County, not only are we not following the law, just basic principles of fairness when it comes to pretrial bond and bail practices. And that's turned into more than 70% of the people in the jail consisting of people who haven't been convicted of a crime. So it's a host of issues. It's you don't give somebody a lawyer at the magistration, you know, the arraignment when they first go in. When you do give them a lawyer, it's a lawyer that has an inherent conflict of interest because the judge appointed them and they feel duty-bound to keep the judge from getting angry so they can get another case. So you go into the indigent defense issue. You go into this ridiculous bail bond schedule system. They ought to just eliminate the bail schedule. They ought to rely more on pretrial services divisions, assessment-based recommendations. They ought to increase the use of low-level personal bonds when it's appropriate and in the interest of public safety.
Well, now, let me ask you, why do you think that that persists? Because I understand that that would, you know, if you eliminated that bail system, is it basically because it's a revenue generator?
It's a revenue generator, and it's no secret who ends up incarcerated in our jails, not just in Harris County, in urban centers all around the country. The people who are essentially the voiceless, a disproportionate number of them are minorities. And that's just a basic insensitivity. But the more of a spotlight that's going on this issue, and the more money is costing taxpayers. Look at people who make money off of this system, people who sell the soap, people who build the prisons, people who sell the toothpaste. I mean, this is a money-driven system, and it preys on the poor. We have created debtor prisons in this country, and that's just morally reprehensible.
Senator Rodney Ellis, representing Texas's 13th District in Houston. Senator, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.